Close your eyes and focus on your breath. Know when it's coming in, know when it's going out. And think about what kind of breathing would be comfortable. What would feel good right now? What would feel good in your lungs? What would feel good in your abdomen? What would feel good in your head? Just think about that for a bit and see if the breath responds. If it does, okay, stay with a comfortable breath. If it doesn't, you might push it a little bit, experiment to see what kind of breathing feels best right now. This is one way of giving rise to happiness. One way is giving rise to a sense of well-being. That starts out, it may start out a little bit painful because it's unfamiliar to us, but as you get more and more familiar to it, then you find that this is a kind of happiness that gives rise to happiness. There are basically four kinds of experiences in the world. There's the pleasure that gives rise to pleasure. There's the pleasure that gives rise to pain. There's the pain that gives rise to pleasure, and there's a pain that gives rise to more pain. And we have to understand these things if we really want to find the happiness that we really want in life. Years back, I was at a commemoration for a John Lee, and they had invited a monk from Bangkok to give a talk. And the time came for the talk, and he hadn't shown up, and we got a phone call saying he was stuck in traffic and was going to be at least an hour before he could get to the monastery. So they decided to have another monk get up and give a talk in his place. And so the monk who got up was a forest ajahn. He talked about how the Buddha's teachings are all about suffering and stress. He gave a whole hour-long talk on suffering and stress. And then just as he finished his talk, the other monk arrived. And so without having heard the first talk, he got up on the seat and he talked about how the Buddha's teachings are all about happiness. And they're both right. You have to understand suffering if you want to understand happiness. And you have to learn how to relate to suffering in an intelligent way if you really want to be happy in a true way. Because as I said, there are some things that we do that cause suffering, but they lead to pleasure. You have to understand that. Like sometimes there's some pain in being generous, and there's some pain in observing the precepts because we're doing things that we may not 100% want to do. And especially when you're meditating, you're sitting there and your legs are falling asleep and your back hurts and your legs hurt. But this is a kind of pain that ultimately leads to pleasure because you're learning something. You're learning something important about the principle of happiness. If you really want to be happy, you can't just eat up all the old results of your old past karma. In other words, you just sit around doing nothing and just hope for happiness to come your way. That's eating up all your old reserves. You have to learn how to give rise to new happiness in the present moment. You need that skill. You need that knowledge. And it takes effort and it takes energy and it takes persistence. But that's the pain that gives rise to pleasure. And then once it does give rise to a pleasure, that pleasure then can be invested again to give rise to more pleasure. The happiness of a concentrated mind makes it a lot easier for insight to arise. So you can understand how you've been causing yourself unnecessary pain. In your search for happiness, you've been doing it in an ignorant way, and it was the ignorance that caused it to be painful. So when the mind is in a state of well-being, just the idea of following in line with your greed, aversion, and delusion just loses its appeal. Why would you want to do anything harmful? Why would you do anything unskillful when you're feeling good? Especially when you're feeling good in the way that comes from within. It doesn't have to depend on nice things outside. So it's important that you understand that there's pleasure that gives rise to pleasure and there's also pain that gives rise to pleasure. What you want to avoid is the pain that gives rise to pain and the pleasure that gives rise to pain. The pain that gives rise to pain is when you have to do something you know was really bad and you don't like doing it, but you go ahead and you do it anyhow. You break the precepts and you don't really feel like doing it, but you feel compelled to do it. We end up, it's painful to do it and it's painful in the results. And then there's the pleasure that gives rise to pain is when you just sit around doing nothing, hoping to enjoy whatever comes your way. And that eventually weakens the mind, so even the slightest little bit of pain comes up and you can't deal with it. So it's important that you understand both happiness and sadness, both pleasure and pain, if you really want to find a happiness at last. Because that's what we're here for, as the Buddha said. If you see a major happiness that comes from abandoning a smaller happiness, be willing to abandon the smaller happiness for the sake of the greater one. That's wisdom, is finding a happiness that really can be dependent upon, something that you can really trust, something that keeps you happy without ending.